Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Saturday, September 22nd. The theme of this Q video is Goodbye, Mr. Rosenstein. Need a little catching up here. On September 20th, when the president was at the rally in Las Vegas, as he was leaving the rally, he tweeted out a video which was about an hour-long video of the entire rally. The time that was tweeted out was 9:05 p.m. That's Arizona time. Q posted a photo of the Las Vegas skyline. The time on that one was 9:06 p.m. Now, an Anon noticed 17-second interval between the time of Q's post here and the president's tweet. And you can find the actual minutes and seconds if you go into the archives on Twitter. So Q said, nice catch, Anon. This is a graphic one of the Anons did that shows the time interval. Q's post was at 12:06 and 9 seconds Eastern Daylight Time. The president's tweet was at 12:05 and 52 seconds Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So yes, a delta of 17 seconds. That is really difficult to do. When you consider the lag on a platform, device lag, very hard to time those things. Q posted this. It is a composite of two tweets by the president, a post from Q on the 10th of September, and then another drop from Q on July 3rd. I'll read the two tweets in the president. I met with Department of Justice concerning the declassification of various unredacted documents. They agreed to release them, but stated that so doing may have a perceived negative impact on the Russia probe. Also, key allies called to ask us not to release. Therefore, the Inspector General has been asked to review these documents on an expedited basis. I believe he will move quickly on this and hopefully other things that he's looking at. In the end, I can always declassify it if it proves necessary. Speed is very important to me and everyone. The president here is saying that there are allies, and I believe it's UK and Australia, who are going to be very embarrassed by what comes out in the declassification of the FISA docs. They don't want those docs declassified. In the post that Q reposted that was on September 10th, Q said declassification of FISA will initiate the resignation of and removal of Rod Rosenstein, and goes on to say FISA brings down the House. The post on the right is a quote from Devin Nunes, where Nunes said, normally intelligence is passed on from a member of the Five Eyes Alliance, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UK, and the US, to another member through official channels for intelligence sharing. However, upon reviewing the documents that formally launched the FBI's investigation, it said there was no intelligence shared through that official channel, meaning that the intelligence was shared through unofficial channels. So Q then goes on to say, ask yourself, how would foreign allies know what is within U.S. top secret FISA warrant? And then there's a quote, no intelligence shared through that official channel, Five Eyes, according to Nunes. Ask yourself why there are two key allies who are very concerned regarding the declassification and release of those documents. You have more than you know. UK and Australia are primary. Rats running. The world will know. Anon's new. Just another coincidence. Nothing to see here. Q. In this next post, Q suggested that his drops are being used as bait by the president. Bad actors are reading his posts, and they know that their crimes are being exposed, and they're talking about what they know out of fear. Important graphic, the one we just talked about. How do you catch a fish? Use bait. Imagine the information being shared now out of fear. Q. Q posted this and is a link to an opinion article by Newt Gingrich, and there's a quote from it. You may not have read about this GOP victory because the liberal national media is not exactly excited to report the Republicans reclaimed a seat they had not held in 139 years. He goes on to write, this victory is even more frightening because the district is 73% African American and Hispanic. Q adds, read carefully, significant red wave, Q. Here's the article. It's on Fox News, and you can search for that if you want. If you've been following Q's posts on the Five Eyes, Australia, and the UK, you've known a lot of this information for months. Q reposted a drop from April 15th where he said, reread about the Five Eyes, avoid U.S. data collection laws. Hussein, what the public knew about it was that the dossier was connected to FISA warrant. What was not public is that Five Eyes, UK and Australia, targeted POTUS using the Russian decoy meetings and campaign insertions. Then Q writes, Patriots knew, think fake news, media attacks, anons are months ahead of the news, Q. Because people in the deep state are reading Q's board, Q has intentionally dropped conflicting messages regarding Rod Rosenstein's loyalties. Q has suggested at some times that Rosenstein may be working with the president. He has suggested at other times that Rosenstein is part of the swamp. It makes it difficult for people to know whether they can trust Rosenstein, and the same is true of Mueller. Q has said disinformation is real and disinformation is necessary. Recently, Rosenstein has been portrayed as a black hat. Q posted two links. One is to a New York Times article, and the other is to a breaking 911 news tweet about the same thing. The allegation here is that Rosenstein supposedly offered to wear a wire to record the president in a plot to remove him by the 25th Amendment. I suspect that this story is fake news, that it was planted by the deep state in order to bait the president into firing Rosenstein, which is part of the playbook that they have been using for a long time. You can find that article in the New York Times. This is a tweet by Breaking 911. Then Q posted this, and it is a repost again of this drop from September 10th. Declass of FISA will initiate the resignation and recusal and or removal of Rod Rosenstein. Q said, step one, read the first sentence regarding Rosenstein. We just did that. Step two, read the New York Times article regarding Rosenstein wearing a wire. Attempts to bait the president into firing Rosenstein. That would be considered crossing a red line, and then they would try to impeach the president. Q said, FISA declassification will bring down the House. Q. And predictably, after the article about Rosenstein offering to wear a wire was published, Chuck Schumer had a warning for the president, and this is in an article on Bloomberg. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer quickly warned Trump against seizing the report as a reason to dismiss Rosenstein. The story must not be used as a pretext for the corrupt purpose of firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in order to install an official who will allow the president to interfere in the special counsel's investigation. Schumer said in a statement, he added that many White House and cabinet officials had been reported to say critical things to the president without being fired. Q writes, the red line like clockwork, Q. So yeah, they're trying to bait the president into firing Rosenstein so they can impeach him. And this is Schumer's warning in a Bloomberg article. One of the anons posted this, yep, Rosenstein tried twice to see POTUS and both times POTUS refused. Now we know why. The sorry SOB was trying to set up POTUS for a sting. This graphic is about Q posted asking if the Dems need a new playbook. But the president here told Republicans to watch the Democrats' playbook. And then Q said, think playbook, think New York Times article, think Rosenstein meetings, push, panic, clockwork, Q. Q posted this. This is on the Patriots Fight board. It's post number 282, and it's been removed from the board. We are on the precipice. The swamp is fighting back. Remain calm. We're here for a reason. Patriots are in control, Q. Someone on Twitter who went to the rally said, Secret Service won't let me into the Trump rally with my Q shirt on. What gives? And Q responded, Patriot, this is a reminder. Prior to each rally, threats are being called in to local and federal authorities regarding Q panic. So some of the Secret Service are asking people not to wear Q shirts at some of the rallies. It's not a universal thing. Just depends probably on if there are have been threats called in. Q posted this. It's a link to the Rosenstein article about him wearing a wire, and then another article saying that Omarosa plans to release another tape, probably a secret tape of a conversation that she had with the president. Q wrote, the more you know. And here's a link to the article. Funny thing about that, someone just a couple days ago sent me a dream about Omarosa, and they believed that the dream was prophetic, and I'm not going to describe the dream in detail other than to say, look up what happened to Jezebel at the end of her life. That's kind of what this person saw in the dream. Some people don't know when to quit. Q posted this, panic in D.C. Rod Rosenstein called Loretta Lynch 4 times in the past 11 days. Q. I wonder if Loretta Lynch was able to give him any comfort. Q posted this, panic in D.C. Loretta Lynch recorded calls with Rod Rosenstein. Is Loretta Lynch talking? Q. Q posted this, panic in D.C. Loretta Lynch talking equals the truth being revealed about the tarmac meeting she had with Bill Clinton. If Loretta Lynch is talking, it equals the truth being revealed about Comey and the Hillary and email case. If Loretta Lynch is talking, it equals the truth being revealed about Obama's instructions regarding the Hillary email case. If Loretta Lynch is talking, it means the truth is being revealed about Brennan and no name, Senator McCain, coordinating to frame the president. FISA equals a start. FISA brings down the House. When do birds sing? Q. Birds sing when they are under pressure and being threatened. Prosecution. Q posted this. The music is about to stop. This is the White House number. In the political game of musical chairs, the question is, who is going to be left standing? The deep state rats are ratting each other out. And I think Q is trolling them, saying, if you need help, call the White House. Operators are standing by. All right, Q posted this, fake news about to shift the narrative against their masters in an effort to weather the storm. That is an interesting proposition. So if the fake news is afraid of being implicated in the corruption that has been exposed, is the mainstream media now trying to shift the narrative and go against the deep state? That would be an interesting move. Q wrote, panic is everywhere. Patriots are ready. Enjoy the rally at the Q tonight. Q. The arena that the president had the rally at last night was called Q Arena. Found some interesting tweets from George Papadopoulos, who has been talking a lot about spying against Trump by the British and Australian intelligence. There's just a couple of tweets I took screenshots of. British and Australian governments attempt to sabotage the Trump campaign is about to backfire in spectacular fashion. The day that British intelligence source Stefan Halper lured me to London so that the British MI6 could spy on the campaign, the British Ministry of Foreign Affairs invited me to their offices to talk about Trump and what a threat he was supporting Brexit. And then, after reports are finally out that British and Australian governments were actively spying and trying to sabotage the Trump campaign, those two governments called the president to ask him not to declassify any FISA documents. Strange. So we're getting confirmation on this from more than one source other than Q. Q wrote this, repost of a drop from September 11th, panic in D.C., Comey in communications with McCabe regarding the testimony story. And then Q wrote on the 21st, Comey and McCabe talking. Next comes a New York Times article against Rosenstein. Panic, alliances forming. These people are stupid. So it looks like Rosenstein and Loretta Lynch are trying to form an alliance where they can point the finger of blame at Comey and McCabe. Comey and McCabe are forming an alliance, and they're using their sources in the media at the New York Times to publish articles trying to finger Rosenstein and Loretta Lynch. Yes, these people are very stupid. Q wrote this, is Andrew McCabe leaking memos to the New York Times regarding Rosenstein. Sound familiar? Think Comey memos. So after Comey was fired, he leaked supposed memos that he wrote during his time at the FBI to the New York Times and to other people who published them. Looks like McCabe is probably doing the same thing. I'm guessing the New York Times article was probably a fake story that McCabe leaked to blame Rosenstein. Yes, the D5 avalanche is coming and the deep state is in panic. And then posted this, remain calm, Patriots are in control. Q responded with a drop from July 24th. You are witnessing and watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people. Q. Then Q posted this, and this is BO, board owner. Thank you for your service. People are scattered since the Reddit termination. What about starting a trusted vote board under your direction? If you build it, they will come. Q. And then the board owner responded, "Thank you, Q. I'm honored. I will get to work on it right away. We'll update on my progress soon." Then Q responded, "Thank you, board owner. We stand ready to support." And then the board owner replied back. He had the vote board created. There's a link to it. Using the same moderators, there's two board volunteers and the board owner here. The board is anonymized. When you post, no one will see your name. You'll just see kind of a random number. Not safe for work content is allowed. I'll cover that in a minute. Global rules plus U.S. laws apply, obviously, so no copyright infringement. They won't allow anything illegal to go on there. And then the board owner says, "Trying to make it feel like home, Q research on HN as much as I can. Moderation is probably going to be weak on the Subverse for a little while. We are noobs when it comes to vote and still have much to learn, but we'll be fine. Mod team is proud to serve. Thank you for all the support. We will not let you down." And then Q responded with a link to the vote site. You can find that on my Twitter thread. You can also find it on Q's posts. "Thank you, board owner. Fully endorsed. Time to unite, Q." Q then said this: "Good home for X Great Awakening Redditors. In the coming weeks, it will be important to have one central location that is not on 8chan." So for those of you who have been wondering if you're going to have to go to 8chan to get in on the discussions, no. Vote is actually a pretty good place to post and do research. Back a couple of years ago when the whole Pizzagate thing got going and they booted all the Pizzagate threads off of Reddit, they all ended up over on Vote because there's very little in the way of censorship there. So you won't have to go to 8chan. There will be these threads on Vote that you can go there and post and do research if you want. I do have an account there. I've had an account there for a while. Q said, "We will remain here, Q." So Q is not going to be posting on Vote. Q will continue posting on 8chan. Q posted this link. It's vote.co/v/QRV. Q research on Vote, and then there's the thread. Now, I will say this. If you get a message on Vote when you go there, warning, content of the Subverse is not safe for work and SFW. User preferences are set to hide adult content. What you need to do, go to your user preferences, just click the toggle gear on the upper ribbon there, and that'll open user preferences. Check the box that says enable adult and SFW content, and then below that section, click the save button. In the user settings, each section has a separate save button. You'll need to click the save button that is associated with the user preferences. That is all I have for this update. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.